Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. It's time for your monthly JOLTS report update. That's the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey released each month by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The report for January came out late last week, and it showed that job openings in the U.S. gained by roughly 165,000 jobs to a total number of 6.9 million in January. That number beat economists' expectations by about 200,000 total jobs. And another key stat that I like to track, which is how many officially unemployed persons are competing for each job opening, that ratio is about 1.5, which is down from 1.6. Now remember, before the pandemic, there were more job openings in the U.S. than officially unemployed persons, so that ratio was less than 1. But still, the January report places job openings at their highest number in nearly a year and signals that organizations are getting prepared for more hiring as vaccinations are rolling out, more businesses are reopening. Two other metrics tracked by JOLTS, the hiring rate, that fell to 3.7%, and that's about where it was prior to the pandemic. And separations, which track total quits and total layoffs, also fell in January to 5.3 million. And also, layoffs and discharges fell by 136,000 to roughly 1.7 million, and the layoff rate also dipped to 1.2%. When you combine the JOLTS report with the normal jobs report that comes out the first Friday of every month, we see that the labor market is slowly but steadily rebounding. Additionally, weekly filings for new unemployment benefits are also falling, down to 712,000 in the most recent week. While the U.S. labor market still has a long way to go before getting back to our pre-pandemic levels of unemployment and jobs, these reports are showing that the rate of recovery is improving after turning a little bit stagnant in the late fall and early winter. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.